Gemara in Brachos points out, "Lo haya misha kara l'kadosh baruch hu adon, ad sheba'avram ukra adon." There's no person in this world until Avraham Avinu came and called the Kadosh Baruch Hu the name Adon, Master of the Universe, the Shem Hashem of Adnas. And the reason is, explains the Bas Ayin, the Avraham Dover, the great Talmud of the Berditcheva, Kedushas Levi. Bas Ayin explains an amazing, amazing idea. The reason why Avram was the first to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as master, as melech, as king, is because a person is only called king over something of his type. It doesn't make sense. HaYitochen, does it make sense to call man the king of the jungle, the king of the animals? The Adam has nothing to do with behemos. The lion is the king of the jungle. The sharks, I don't know what the term, the sharks are the king of the sea, if you will. Man can't be, even though man might be stronger, he might be able to hunt animals, he's not called the king of the animal kingdom. And so too, it's not shayach to call Kadosh Baruch Hu a king, a melech over people. Because Baruch Hu created the world, but we're not his servant. We're much further away from being his servants. It's not even shaykh to call him the king. So says the Bas Ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his great love, Am Yisrael, he put his malchus, he was miyachad his malchus. He made his malchus singularly unique to Am Yisrael. Komar Hashem, the Pasuk Yisrael says, Komar Hashem Elch Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king of Am Yisrael, only Am Yisrael. Because the great Kedusha that Am Yisrael has allows him to be the Tzel Melekim, the same Madrega, if you will, of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chelek Elukami Mal, the Chelek of the godliness that we each have in each and every Yid, makes Komar Hashem Elch Yisrael, makes us him the king. We're in the same kingdom as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what means this dveikus, hatem dveikim Hashem, that we're able to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this dveikus of each and isha, husband and wife, that we're in the same parsha. That's what means in the pasuk Ki Hashem Hamlucha uMoshe by Goyim. The difference between Melech and Moshe. Take a look at these. Sukkim by Yosef. Hamaloch Timloch, Imashal Timshal, you're going to be the king or you're going to be the ruler. The king is one who has an Am, a nation that he understands the people's needs. And Imashal is a dictator who is overpowering. Malchus has a stronger connection to the people. Moshel is a much, much bigger disconnect. Ki Lashem Amluch, Hashem is a melech when it comes to Am Yisrael. But he's a Moshe B'goyim, but he's considered a dictator, if you will, to the Goyim. They're much further away. And this, he says, explains this halacha, a Goy Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. A Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, because for Goy to enter into that world of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, Shabbos Malkasa, place of the Melech, entering into the palace of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's inappropriate for a goy to go into such a place. He's chayiv misa for entering into that palace. You have to be one of the members of the royal family. You have to have nobility, that prestige and dignity of a ben melech to walk into the palace, to walk into Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. So where does one get this from? Where did Avram get this power to be greater than anyone else? This Kedusha, Chelek Elokami Ma'al, this godliness. So the Kedushas Levi, the Bas Ayin's Rebbe, explains that when a neshama, such as Avram and other tzaddikim, come into this world, so the mekatrikim, the malachim upstairs in Shemaim, try to prevent that from happening. However that works is beyond my understanding. But there's some kitrik that takes place when the neshama is coming down. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to somehow trick the kitrik. He had to trick the mekatrikin. And Avram had to come dafka from parents like Terach, who the mekatrikin upstairs said, who? No one like Terach. And over there, Avodah Zarah would be zochet, there's such a child as a tzaddik. They kind of went to sleep on the job, not paying attention. Like, who's this loser going to have a tzaddik? He's not going to have a tzaddik. It's like a security guard and protecting a stadium, a big event. And the certain guys, you know, are not carrying any weapons. They're a little yutzlach. They're not going to bring anything special inside. When it comes to ruchni, sometimes the simplest people can create the greatest kedusha. And so since Terach was so off the radar of the Mekatrikin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to sneak that special neshama, that special tzaddik inside, says the Arizal. And it was a special neshama that came from a Seich of Elokus, explains Kedusha's lady. Avram was granted the special neshama, the special high, the special kedusha in his neshama to be considered a Ben Melech. And therefore, he was able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king. The more we realize the dignity, the royalty, the nobility, the prestige and prominence from where we come, from being Bnei Avram, the greater we're able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king. As Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lenu Melech El Ati, the only king. But if we're so distant, we don't recognize how great we are. We feel like we're nothing. We're so low that it's Moshe Bagoyim. It's a dictatorship. And there are actually halachas that are affected by this concept of being b'menei melachim. There's a halacha on Shabbos that if a person has a certain ailment in his skin, he could rub oil. But different types of oils were used for different types of families. And the wealthy families were allowed to use fancy oils. But a poor family that wasn't used to using fancy oils couldn't use that fancy oil on Shabbos. Because he wouldn't use fancy oils. He wasn't used to using fancy oils. So Rabbi Shimon says that no. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim him. No matter how much money a person has in a bank account, we're all considered b'nei melachim, we're all considered nobility, we're all considered that level of being princes, and fancy shemen is shaykh for all of us. And there's another halacha in the Gemara Bavitzia, Mishnah Bavitzia, the obligation of having to feed certain dinim related to workers and giving them food. Mishnah says you have to stipulate with them what type of food to give them, because if you don't, even if you make a suda, like suda Shlomo HaMelech, you wouldn't be owed to your chiyuv. Because we're talking people who are B'nai Avram, B'nai Yitzhak, and B'nai Yaakov. These are B'nai Malachim. And B'nai Malachim, you can never satisfy what they deserve. And it was for that reason Avram Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon, Shem Adonis, as a king entering to the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true every single one of us as being descendants of Avram, being B'nai Malachim. Mirat Hashem, we should be zochet to see that day soon, where everyone, the entire world, recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus over the world. Bayomahu Yem Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. She was able to see a time, the coming of Melch Mashiach, to help make it realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melch Malchei Melachim, is the true king, the true, not only Moshe of the world, but he's the Melech of the world. She was able to see that day soon. Of Biaz Gold, Tzedek, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.